Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing relief.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I do believe we have Brother Hubert doing Judges 9. Hubert, if you want to go ahead and start reading that while we'll wait for others to join in.
All right. Judges 9. Amalek, son of Zerubbabel, went to his mother's brothers in Shechem and said to them and to all his mother's clan, "Ask all the citizens of Shechem, which is better for you, to have all 70 of Zerubbabel's son rule over you, or just one man? Remember, I am your flesh and blood." When the brothers repeated all this to the citizens of Shechem, they were inclined to follow Amalek, but they said, "He is our brother." They gave him 70 shekels of silver from the temple of Baal-berith, and Amalek used it to hire reckless offenders who become his followers. He went to his father's home in Ophar, and on one stone murdered his 70 brothers, the sons of Zerubbabel. But Jonathan, the youngest son of Zerubbabel, escaped by hiding. Then all the citizens of Shechem and Beth Millo gathered beside the great tree at the pillar in Shechem to crown Amalek king. When Jonathan was told about this, he climbed up on the top of Mount Gerizim and shouted to them, "Listen to me, citizens of Shechem, so that God may listen to you. One day the trees went out to anoint a king for themselves. They said to the olive tree, 'Be our king.' But the olive tree answered, 'Should I give up my all by which good God, with which both God and men are honored, to hold sway over the tree?' Next, the tree said to the fig tree, 'Come and be our king.' But the fig tree replied, 'Should I give up my fruit, so good and sweet, to hold sway over the tree?' Then the tree said to the vine, 'Come and be our king.' But the vine answered, 'Should I give up my vine, which cheers both God and men, to hold sway over the tree?' Finally, all the trees said to the thorn bush, 'Come and be our king.' The thorn bush said to the tree, 'If you really want to anoint me king over you, come and take refuge in my shade. But if not, then let fire come out of the thorn bush and consume the stead of the leaven. Now, if you have acted honorably and in good faith when you made Amalek king, and if you have been fair to Jerubbabel and his family, and if you have treated him as he deserved, and to think that my father fought for you, risked his life to rescue you from the hands of the Midianites. But today you have rebelled and revolted against my father's family and murdered his 70 sons on a single stone and made Amalek, the son of a slave girl, king over the citizens of Shechem, because he is your brother. If then you have acted honorable and in good faith towards Zerubbabel and his family today, may Amalek be your joy, and may you be his too. But if you have not, let fire come out from Amalek and consume you, citizens of Shechem and Beth Millo, and let fire come out from your citizens and of Shechem and Beth Millo and consume Amalek.' Then Jonathan fled, escaping to Beer, and he lived there because he was afraid of his brother Amalek. After Amalek had governed Israel 3 years, God sent an evil spirit between Amalek and the citizens of Shechem, who acted treacherously against Amalek. God did this in order that the crime against Jerubbabel's 7 sons, the shedding of their blood, might be avenged on their brother Amalek and on the citizens of Shechem, who had helped him murder his brother. In opposition to him, these citizens of Shechem set men on the hilltop to ambush and rob everyone who passed by, and this was reported to Amalek. Now Gaal, son of Ebed, moved with his brothers into Shechem, and his citizens put their confidence in him. After they had gone out into the fields and gathered the grapes and trodden them, they held a festival in the temple of their God. While they were eating and drinking, they cursed the Amalek. Then Gaal, son of Ebed, said, "Who is Amalek and who is Shechem, that we should be subject to him? Isn't he Zerubbabel's son? And isn't Zubal his deputy? Sir, the men of Hamar, Shechem's father, why should we serve Amalek? If only this people were under my command, then I would get rid of him. I would say to Amalek, call out your whole army." When Zebel, the governor of the city, heard what Gaal said, or Abad said, he was very angry. Undercover, he sent messengers to Amalek saying, "Gaal, son of Ebed, and his brother have come to seek me and are stirring up the city against you. Now then, during the night, you and your men shall come and lie in wait in the field. In the morning, at sunrise, advance against the city. When Gaal and his men come out against you, do whatever your hand finds to do." So Amalek and all his troops set out by night and took up concealed position near Shechem. In four companies, Nagal, son of Ebed, had gone out and was standing at the entrance of the city gate. That Amalek and his soldiers came out from their hiding place. When Gaal saw them, he said to Zubal, "Look, people are coming down from the top of the mountain." Zubal replied, "You would mistake the shadows of the mountain for men." But Gaal spoke up again, "Look, people are coming down the center of the land, and a company is coming from the direction of the Susrail tree." Then Zubal said to him, "Where is your big talk now? You who said, who is Amalek that we should be subject to him? Aren't these the men you ridicule? Go out and fight them." So Gaal led out the citizens of Shechem and fought Amalek. Amalek chased them, and many fell wounded in the fight. All the way to the entrance to the gate, Amalek stayed in Arumah, and Zubal drove Gaal and his brother out of Shechem. The next day, the people of Shechem went out to the field, and this was reported to Amalek. So he took his men, divided them into three companies, and set an ambush in the field. When he saw the people coming out of the city, he rose to attack them. Amalek and the company with him rushed forward to a position at the entrance of the city gate. Then two companies rushed upon those in the field and struck them down. All that day, Amalek pressed his attack against the city until he had captured it and killed its people. Then he destroyed the city and scattered salt all over it. On hearing this, the citizens of the Tower of Shechem went into the stronghold of the temple of El Berith. When Amalek heard that they had assembled there, he and all his men went up Mount Zalmon. He took an axe and cut off some branches, which he lifted to his shoulder. He ordered the men with him, "Quick, do what you see me do." So all the men cut branches and followed Amalek. They piled them against the stronghold and set it on fire over the people inside. So all the people in the Tower of Shechem, about 1,000 men and women, also died. Next, Amalek went to Tebez and besieged it and captured it. Inside the city, however, was a strong tower to which all the men and women and all the people of the city fled. They locked themselves in and climbed up on the tower roof. Amalek went to the tower and stormed it. But as he approached the entrance to the tower, he set it on fire. A woman dropped an upper millstone on his head and cracked his skull. Hurriedly, he called to his armor bearer, "Draw your sword and kill me, so that they can't say a woman killed him." So his servant ran him through, and he died. When the Israelites saw the Amalekites were dead, they went home. Thus God repaid the wickedness that Amalek had done to his father by murdering his 70 brothers. God also made the men of Shechem pay for all their wickedness. The curse of Jonathan, son of Zerubbabel, came on them. Amen.
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 Okay, thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Judges 9. And I will do a roll call. I have Auntie Dot. I have
good evening.
Mother
good
May,
evening.
Good evening. Auntie
mom's
Betty.
Not here, Loretta.
She's not.
No, mom's not here.
Okay, so is it you, Herman, and Daniel?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. Okay, I have Auntie Carrie.
Yes, good evening.
And
good evening.
Good evening. And myself. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Almighty and loving Father, Creator of heaven and earth, we praise and adore you. For you are the King of kings, and we humbly ask for guidance and peace. As we gather here tonight, send your Holy Spirit to be our guide and give us the wisdom to understand what is being shared here tonight. And we thank you, Father God, for this precious time that you have given us to give you honor and to praise your holy name. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, this first song is by Tasha Cobb, Gracefully Broken.
Here I am, God, arms wide open.
Go ahead and get started with the program. I will start out with Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out the Book of Psalms, Psalm 34, 1 through 9. So I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Amma shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me. He delivered me from my fear. They looked unto him and was enlightened, and their face was not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all of his trouble. The angel of the Lord encamped around about them that fear him and delivered them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fears him. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Psalms 34. And this is when David pretended to be insane before Amalek.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, next I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standing in the way of sinners, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whosoever does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment of sinners, in the congregation of the righteousness. For the Lord knows the way of the righteousness, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Psalms 1, the work of God in history to save his people. Amen. Psalms.
Amen.
Okay, next I will go to Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading Psalm 54. Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayers, O God. Give ear to the word of my mouth. For strangers are rising up against me, and oppressed seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto my enemies, cut them off in their truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he had delivered me out of all trouble, and my eyes have seen his desire upon my enemies. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Psalm 54. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, where the Lord, you just praise the Lord and he will deliver you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, next I have Brother Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I become from one Psalm 119, verses 17 to 24. Jamil, do good to your servant, and I will live. Will obey your word. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. I am a stranger on earth. Do not hide your command from me. My soul is consumed with loneliness for your laws at all times. You rebuke the arrogant who are cursed and who stray from your command. Remove from me scorn and contempt, for I keep your statutes. Though rules set together and slander me, your servant will meditate on your decree. Your statutes are my delight. They are my counselors. Amen.
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 Amen, amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms 119. Next I have Sister Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I do. I hate to break these praises that everybody's in Psalms, but I'm coming out of 1 Corinthians 6:19. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit walks and talks, abides, and also lives in us. As long as he's inside of us, he will guide us with all love. The Holy Ghost is all-powerful. He protects us from any and everything. With the Holy Ghost in us, we have more power than the devil. So if the enemy is chasing us, don't be afraid, because the devil is afraid of the Holy Ghost. All we have to do is say the name of Jesus, because Satan trembles at the mention of his name. We need to receive the Holy Ghost. We need to embrace and obey him, because he will create peace, joy, assurance, and supply all our needs. So whenever you feel all tired and just worked out that you can't do these things, just know that you're not supposed to do these things on your own. Because if you do, you're working on your own strength, and we should rely on the Holy Ghost, because he will restore our strength daily. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela, out of 1 Corinthians, and referencing to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Okay, all right. I have Brother Dan. Want to share any good news tonight?
I just want to say hey to everybody, love everybody. Everybody have a good week and another best week.
Amen. We love you, love you. Okay. Moving right along here, if everyone would bow their head. First of all, is there anyone I need to add to the list or take off the list? Okay, so far I have Willie Williams, Trey, Daniel, Latoya, Auntie Waleen, Joseph, and Kamisha. Amen, amen. Now, if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we send a special prayer out to Trey, Willie Williams, Daniel, Latoya, Kamisha, Joseph, and Auntie Waleen. And Father God, we thank you for loving them and calling them out of darkness. There are those of us in need of your healing virtual today. By his stripes, we were healed. And Father God, we bind up all sickness and diseases and loose your healing virtue unto your children. Touch all the sick and the shut-ins today, and restore the health to their bodies. In Jesus' precious name, we say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, all right. Birthdays, I'm looking at the week of October the 25th through October the 31st. Any birthdays we need to recognize?
The only one I have is Janet Rodriguez on October the 27th.
Okay, all right. Amen to that. And Auntie Carrie, would you do us the honor in singing the birthday song tonight?
All right, I'll try. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Carrie. Amen. Okay, we have reached a part of the program where we have praise support testimonies, song of poems, and you can share or pass. And I will start out with a T dot.
Okay.
Okay, Brother Hubert.
I pass.
Okay, Auntie Betty.
Yeah, I'm going to try to sing a song. One more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. Yeah, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. Yeah. One more time. God has allowed us to sing together one more time. Yeah, one more time. God has allowed us to pray together one more time. Yeah, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. Amen, amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. One more time. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. Next I have Auntie Carrie. Any praise support testimony song? Okay. Angela.
Yes, I do have a poem.
Okay.
And it's by Ken Pilcher Jr. The title is Accept Nothing Less Than Jesus. Ooh. Be satisfied with nothing less than the changes that Jesus brings to your life. He is the light of the world. He is the life of the world. He is your Savior, your Lord, and your friend. He has promised to come to you and abide with you. Be satisfied with nothing less than the Lord Jesus abiding in your life. Invite him into your heart. Embrace him. Talk often with your friend, and his light will fill your life. Amen.
Amen.
Accept nothing less. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful poem, Angela.
Yep.
Okay, all right. We have reached a part of our program where we assign parts for next week. I'm showing Judges 10 is up for grabs. As like last week, I don't want everybody speaking all at once. Just say your name, and I'll write it down. Who said this?
Auntie Care.
Auntie Carrie, Judges 10. Okay, the same goes for the opening prayer. Anyone want to bless the line next week? Amen. Okay, all right. I have the closing prayer open. Any grab for that? Okay, between Angela and I, we will work those two areas out. Now, we're going to go into the closing prayer, followed by a song, and Angela's going to play a portion of that song, and then we're going to do the conclusion, and then she'll play the continuing of the song. And so if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer, please. Lord, we thank you for the call to be the messenger of your mercy. Expand our hearts with your joy as we grow in knowledge and understanding. Lord, fill us with your confidence and courage that we might use what we learned this day to live and work as messengers of your mercy in all things. We make this prayer to you in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, all right. The song is called Never Lost, and it's by Tarin Wells.
Yeah.
Amen, amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
He never lost a battle, never lost a battle. Well, I would do the conclusion, and Angela will continue the remaining of the song. You may choose to listen or have your good nights. And that concludes our program for tonight. And now the family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help us through these challenging week. And Father God, we ask that you create in the president and all world leaders a clean heart and renew their minds, Lord. And Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosper, healthy, victorious week. We love you all, and good night.
Good night. Love you all, and good night.
He doesn't wait.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Very well.
Good night, everyone. We love you. Son of Nellis family, that song is just so good. I just had to play again. Never lost a battle. God never lost a battle. And he never will. He can do all things except fail. Son of Nellis family, we say good night to you all. And have a blessed week. Amen.